And I have Gaurav Sikka with me, who's the managing director of Arbor Brewing Company. Gaurav, tell me, is nomination ke baad, how do you feel?
To be honest, it feels amazing. You know, when we started out on this journey, we really weren't sure as to how this was going to end up. And there weren't any microbreweries when this idea came about. And we were, you know, one of the first few to, you know, just dive into it and sort of launch craft beers in Bangalore. And sitting here 5 years later, being nominated as one of the top three in Bangalore feels really good. So, you know, I must thank everyone out there.
That's so sweet of you. Gaurav, tell us about your journey, the journey of Arbor Brewing Company.
Our journey started, you know, we opened in 2012, so we are in our fifth year now. And so when I got the idea, you know, there was no policy in place for microbreweries in Bangalore, but the government was thinking about it, and they were very keen on introducing a policy that would allow us to, you know, do such a thing here. So I think the first couple of years, it was slow. Finally, in 2011, the law got passed, and that's when we all sort of got to work and began setting up our places. So the first few opened in 2011, we came in 2012.
So out of the other nominations, which one do you like? Do you like Toit or you like Beer Club?
You know, I stay in Indiranagar, so I actually end up going to Toit quite a bit. Beer Club is close to work, so sometimes there. I wish it wasn't so difficult to get to Whitefield, otherwise I'd go to Windmills a little more. But yeah,
that is so awesome. Ajay, you tell me ki which beer is the most popular beer in India?
The most popular ones, the beer wise, I think wheat beers generally have been very popular in India, and Bangalore sort of followed that trend. So our Bangalore Bliss, the German Hefeweizen beer, is very popular. But also a close second is our strong beer, which is the Smooth Criminal. It's a honey and lavender beer, which is very popular. So I think these two are sort of, you know, every month they're pretty close. One month, you know, one is it sort of surges a little ahead, and the next month it might be the other. So these two are always sort of the highest volume. But I would say that, you know, we always have about 8 beers on tap, so there's a good variety. And I'm, you know, over the last few years, we've been seeing even the sort of bitter and darker beers are gaining popularity. So definitely not in terms of volume, but I think we're seeing an increased amount of people choosing, you know, pale ales and stouts. So I think there's something for everybody, to be honest.
In the end, Gaurav, what do you have to say about the nomination?
Bangalore's really embraced craft beer so well, so it's great to see. You know, thank you Red FM for, you know, putting this together and giving breweries and craft beer a category. I think it's Bangalore, microbrewing has become a part of Bangalore's culture, and thank you for, you know, sort of promoting that even more.
Thank you so much, Gaurav. It was lovely talking to you. Now there are two more nominations under the category breweries: Toit and Beer Club. Vote for your favorite brewery. WhatsApp on 9800-935-935. Coming up next after the break, there's an awesome song, and after that is coming our very own Jhuman Mia. Trump ka birthday manane wale hain. Bajate raho.